Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holt, and I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek, absent at a Southwest District Health Board meeting is Commissioner Brooks. So we will start the meeting, and due to some time restraints, I'm going to ask that we do agenda item number two first, and then we can start back with one after that. So let's consider Canyon County Elections Building Construction Project Architecture and Engineering Professional Services Contract with MDB.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Commissioners, thanks for having me this morning. Yeah, this is just the contract that with RBA to go into, or go into contract with RBA for the elections building for the A&E. So it's engineering design phase of it, so.
Questioned.
Okay.
On, I'm looking at, is under section additional services. So Rick or Oscar, maybe somebody can help me on what's excluded or included, rather, in the additional services, which would represent additional cost to the county. So the survey, site evaluations, soils and subsurface and environmental studies, any artistic renderings, which maybe is not as important. I think it's a pretty straightforward building, but the 3.3.16, attending meetings. So maybe we just take them one at a time. Rick or Oscar, has there ever been phase work done on that property, or has there been site evaluation by the architect?
Commissioner Van Beek, normally when we start prepping for a new parcel or a new area that a new building's going, we always have to do site work. So we have to do soil testing, ground watering, monitoring. Mm-hmm. We always have to go through the process of a new site. We had to do the exact same thing on the other side for the new warehouse. We just have to do it for this side for the elections building. That is just standard process through the city of Caldwell.
So we're going to have Caldwell do that? Is there a cost?
No, so there will be associated costs with this, but it is RBA will do all the scheduling and all that. I will just pay the small fee that is associated with that.
Okay, and so to your knowledge, there's never been site work. Some of those, I don't imagine that it would, but if there's hazardous materials or buried tanks or anything like that, it can become significant costs.
Yeah, no, with our under our knowledge and stuff, there's never been anything like tanks or anything in there. There has been site work there, like for the animal shelter, like I said, and then to the west of it for the warehouse building. This is just the soils. We want to see what kind of soils it is. It's just going to be for the foundation side of it.
Right.
And groundwater. How high is the groundwater levels there?
And then, Rick, you did a great job managing that center project. But with that, the AIA contract specifically excluded any weather conditions, so the time of year that was built because of supply chain issues required additional costs on the part of the county. I don't see anything like that in here to take that into consideration.
Commissioner Van Beek, this will not be on the A&E side of it. The contingency for weather would be on the construction side of the job, not on the design part of it.
Okay, thank you for that. And then if I look at 3.3.16, which, again, we had some challenges with that previous project on if there were issues, and sometimes there are. So the site visits, that's not clearly defined. It just says upon reasonable request. So is there any identification of what that means?
So on the site visits, he has to have approval by me before he does site visits, which would be associated to additional fees. I have to give that authorization first before it'll be extra site visits.
How many are the standard? I didn't see an outline of, under 3.2.9.3, so work site visits. I do like that he's included that after each visit, he'll provide you with a written report of progress on that. So but I didn't see, if I missed it, if there's a unit of what constitutes a reasonable visit, given the length of the project.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, because of how the process went in this with the CMGC and having the architecture, the A&E done at the same time, Exhibit A is a schedule and deliverables, and that was left open so that the architect and the CMGC, which would be Bennington, can work together to establish a timetable. We thought instead of just establishing without consulting the CMGC first, would be a mistake. We preferred to wait. When this was drafted, we hadn't yet selected the CMGC, and so we decided to hold off, and then once the two are selected and under contract, we can come up with a timetable that would have site visits and scheduling that would make sense with both those entities involved.
Okay, I appreciate that. So the schedule, which is a two-page schedule under Exhibit A, the completion date for this project is anticipated to be November of 2024.
It's anticipated, but in that schedule, it says the following is a template. So the idea is that one of the first work meetings that'll be, I think, is also being contemplated and scheduled soon, the two parties will be able to get together and come up with a timetable together to maximize the efficiencies of having the process that we're doing.
Rick, I know you have a great working relationship with your contractors and the vendors that provide services for Canyon County. I know that you'll be on top of it. Thanks for your leadership in that area and for fielding the questions that I had this morning. And with that, Chairman, I don't have any additional questions. I move that we sign the Canyon County Elections Building Construction Project for Architecture and Engineering Professional Services contract as presented.
Okay. I would second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thanks.
Sounds good. The people that are listening would probably have very similar questions. So it's good that
better than more than that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So let's move back to the first agenda bullet item, and it would be consider addendum number one to the request for proposal for Canyon County Jail and Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center food and commissary services.
Already have a copy?
No,
that's the other
first
one.
One.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Thank you.
And now we get to the important thing of food.
Food. Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and start a little bit on this. This is the addendum to the RFP that has gone out for food services for both the jail and for the juvenile detention center. Okay. Essentially, this is an opportunity to answer questions from prospective bidders or proposers. There were quite a few questions here, and we were able to work mostly geared toward the jail, which is not a surprise because that's the vast majority of what the service would be for in volume. We worked together with the sheriff's office, with Lieutenant Engel, to be able to draft answers to them. So I think, hopefully, with the level of detail that they have, we'll be able to get some good proposals back. Lieutenant, do you have anything, or Sean, do you have anything you want to add?
I think we completed what was required from us and answered the questions that we needed.
I appreciate the questions that they asked, and just to verify what was needed, we answered those questions.
We had a pre-bid walkthrough already.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Three
potential proposers came, which are really the three entities that are involved in this area. All came, and then one additional individual who runs a separate commissary, because this also includes commissary for the jail.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah, and so I think it was a good walkthrough. They got an opportunity to be able to see the jail kitchen and ask a lot of questions. There were three entities there, but they each probably brought four or five representatives.
Oh, wow.
So I think there's some good interest there.
Okay, good. Excellent.
I would just comment that the people that responded, they were good questions, and I think it helped provide clarification for everybody, even on the level of service. And I know I've had that conversation with Captain Patchett on some of those dietary needs that run into cost, you know, sometimes extreme costs for the county. So it's a well-outlined plan with a lot of meal choices back there that you guys have to figure out how that's served up. So, and I think that the process of going through a bidding process to keep it competitive is always a good plan for taxpayers in the county to keep it sharp. So I really appreciated the addendum and the questions that were asked, and I don't have any questions on it.
And I would comment also, the commission has toured the kitchen several times and saw the improvements we've been doing over even the last few months, and so and we've toured the juvenile section where the hot carts are delivered over there, and so we're aware of just how it's run, and we're pretty thankful for the staff that we have that does this. So thank you.
And Chairman, I did want to ask, so on the proposals, they were due Thursday, August 31st, based on or pursuant to this addendum. And then when is your selection process? I'm sorry if I missed it.
Typically, the selection process would be a week after the proposals are opened.
Thank you for that. And again, that represents a change. I see Captain Patch in the back. He's, or Lieutenant Engel. This is a change moving away from the county doing their own commissary to outsourcing that. So be a good win.
Should be a good win. All right.
Did you have a comment, Lieutenant Engel?
Yeah, Ms. Van Beek. So it has been outsourced before. What we are and currently have done is removed it from the detention center as far as a stocking and fulfillment center to off-site fulfillment center. So that's what we're looking at going to reallocate some space back.
It'll be a great plan. And with that, Chairman, I move that we sign the addendum number one to the request for proposals for Canyon County Jail and the Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center food and commissary services as presented.
All right. I would second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. And so the board has another, for a larger picture, there is going to be an RFI that's coming out soon for the telemate services or the communication services. So there's going to be a large, maybe not a large scale change, but certainly there's going to be a change in how inmates are able to communicate outside of the jail, but also probably order with commissary through that method too.
System, yeah.
And Chairman, I would say the board has received some concerns in the past from people where there's been maybe a desire for a higher level on that telemate. So that's a great move also. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay, the next item would be considered juvenile detention housing agreement with Owyhee County.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek. So this is our housing agreement with Owyhee County. We've had this agreement for many years. The only change that we made from last year to this year was the price. We went from $210 to $220 in a 24-hour period. So.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And John, thanks for what you do. This is a standard agreement that we enter into, and I don't have any additional question. So I move that the Board of County Commissioners signs the Owyhee County Juvenile Detention Housing Agreement with Owyhee County at a 24-hour price of $220.
All right. I would second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Sean, for your
Thank
work.
Can I just grab that from you real quick so Sean can just sign it?
Okay, our next action item is consider reimbursement / closeout report for the non-motorized grant project.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. Thank you for having us. I'm doing great. Happy it's not pouring rain right now. thank you for having us. Just to bring you up to speed a little bit, this is kind of a procedural difference with Idaho State Parks grants. They've never done this in the past. So in the past, when we had a grant agreement, Essentially, we took over everything, did all the tracking, and then did the submitted all the paperwork for reimbursement. And you know, the commissioners weren't really needed to be involved, but they've done some procedural changes where they want the signature of the chair on things. But so this is one where they'll take all the commissioners' signatures, but for some reason they want one specific signature on things. So it's kind of a pain for us to figure out how to do this, but at the same time, it adds transparency by being on the record for these things. Essentially, what you're seeing is the same closeout that we always do for these grants. So this one, the grant is finished. All we are doing is saying, here's proof of payment, here is what we spent, here's proof that we have our match, and we would like a reimbursement check for this amount, please. So that is essentially what we're here to do, is to get be on record so that the chair can then sign, and all the board if they want, to close out this grant and get our reimbursement for it.
And Nikki, it looks like you fell 50 cents short of the original grant amount. So that's pretty
always
good.
Always better under than over.
No, that's a great win, what you've done out there. We toured that, and Alex, thanks for your help and participation. Also, you have a great team, and this is a great closeout that came and went. It was faster than the government normal timeline.
We try, but yes, I would like to just say Alex did a great job. He inherited this grant, and there were aspects of it that were much harder than we anticipated, mostly with getting all the permits to do things on a river. That took about 8 months, and then the rest of it went very quickly. So we're happy to be cleaning our hands of this one and moving on to the next one.
Yeah, definitely a shout out to Idaho Department of Lands, Army Corps of Engineers, Idaho Department of Water Resources, DSD. They helped us a lot with justifying the custom dock that was built onto a massive boulder down there, which they've never seen before. And they thought that was pretty cool.
Chairman, I just wanted to comment too that the nice things about these grants that you apply for is that we can use county resources as the match portion of that, which was energy that would be expended man hours anyway.
Yes, which is why our match was more, is always more than we actually write in for the grant one, because you want to be conservative with those numbers. You don't want to come up shy, but also because, we track the staff hours that go into those so that we can add match, and that always is appreciated by whoever is giving the grant award, because it looks good for them, it looks good for us, and it proves commitment to these types of projects.
Chairman, I just want to do a shout out to Director Schwind. She does a great job for Canyon County. We're very fortunate to have her and her level of expertise. So in archaeology, you can maybe add paleontology later. I did get that wrong, but
no worries. That happens all the time. Yeah.
Chief had really great things to say about your leadership and what you bring to Canyon County, and the relationships that you build with diverse groups across the county has really come back to benefit the citizens that live here. So thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
With that, Chairman, I move that the board signs the reimbursement closeout report for the non-motorized dock grant project, with many thanks to Alex Eels and Director Schwind for their work.
All right, I would second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
Original dock
for that? I do not.
I have a...
This is really, that's a copy of the one that needs.
It's a form that they send us, and then we fill it out, and then it gets signed.
So you want me just to sign on here?
And if you prefer, we do one with both signatures.
It's fine.
Just this weird procedural change that they've instituted.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Nikki. Have a good day. So do we have some updates? I hear that we're getting very close on the landfill contract.
Yes, I just wanted to update you on where we're at, and we currently have closing scheduled for the 31st, so a week from Thursday. And we've got the final closing document for the purchasers. So the balance due from us that day will be $1,329,825. I'm working with Tracy Lloyd and Zach Wagner as to how to get that paid. And the title company requires either a cashier's check or a wire transfer. So Tracy said that she will get everything in process so that we can do a wire transfer of that. She'll find sometimes it's like 10 o'clock that by 10 o'clock that morning, sometimes it might be the day before. So she's going to be checking on that as to when we need to initiate that wire transfer. One other thing that we need, another thing that just came up that we'll let you know about is we took this and we were under the impression that there were no water rights for the 60 acres that we're purchasing. It turns out we have 6.2, I think I wrote it down here, 6.2 acre feet of water rights out there that are going, and so we have a couple options. We're not making that decision today. I'm just going to let you know. Talked to Loper about whether we really needed the water rights there, and of course, water is gold in many places. So I've looked into it. I spoke with the Wilder Irrigation District who manages those rights, and we have a couple options. Either we can keep them or we can return those shares back to the Water District and then they can reallocate. They don't have a provision for granting exemption from those assessments to other governmental entities. It's interesting, in the code, it does have it has one section that says state lands will be exempt from any, you know, assessment, but it doesn't say anything else about other public entities. And Wilder, typically, just like us, we grant that exemption to other public entities, sometimes we don't on taxes, so they don't. If we desire to keep those rights, that will come to us in the closing. It would be about more or less $400 plus or minus a few dollars per year to maintain those rights on that property. Pretty insignificant amount if you want to keep them for whatever reason. But that's not, we don't need to make that decision today. I just wanted to kind of let you know where we're at. And then the last issue that I want to discuss, so on the 31st, we have two options for our closing. Either we can schedule a time that the board can go down to a Pioneer Title office and sign in person, or they told me it's a really pretty simple process to do it electronically. I would just need to provide the closing officer with all three of your emails, and then they would send it to you, and she says it's pretty easy then to go in and have each one of you electronically sign off on the closing documents. So that's one thing we probably ought to let them know. If you want to do it just electronically here in your office, or schedule a time and agendize a time to go down there for you to do that on the 31st. Yes.
Man, this board really likes field trips. So what do you think, Commissioner?
I think that it's a great win for Canyon County, and to memorialize that by an in-person at the title company is a good move. It's a good public relations move.
I'll let them know. Do you have a preferred time for that day?
It's on a Thursday. We probably don't have anything set rigid for agenda, do we, Chief?
I'm looking now.
What's that?
A legal stuff at 9:30 with opening up proposals, which I'm guessing has been noticed, so that'll need to probably stay there.
My suggestion is that we probably just set it for 11:15 and then we can do a lunch.
Yep. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, I will call them and get that. I assume just down here to the Caldwell office.
Thanks.
Okay, they can do it at any of their offices, Caldwell or Napa, but Caldwell just makes sense.
Which time?
Pioneer title.
Question, backing up to your first Wilder Irrigation District question. So because I appreciate your comment that water is gold, and so generally property, and so I'm weighing this out, property is worth less without water rights, but we don't generally need water rights. But can, I guess I'm asking if there's an interest from the board to look at who the end users of that are. On some irrigation districts, which they're unique, I can think of one in the Middleton area, they are end users that have tailwater, and so it is valuable. They sell that to other entities that want to use that. There could be some return, maybe, possibly, to the county for, I don't know how much 6.2 acre feet equates to, but in that area, where it's high desert and low water.
I was not aware of that type of thing. From what I understand from speaking with the title company, our options are either returning our shares to them, and then they can do whatever they want with them, or maintain them.
And I would be in favor of maintaining them until we have more information and look at what is down there, because I guess that I would protect that asset until we understand it more.
No, I agree. I talked to Loper about it, Dave Loper about it. He said, hey, water's water, you know. If we have it, let's keep it. Because you never know, maybe they'll need it as a source to, I don't know what they could, maybe use it as a source to water down, keep the dust down, or this or that. So there's always a possibility of using it in some way. And I asked, I spoke with Wilder, and I said, well, what if these acres are just one little corner of the 60 acres? I said, do we have the right to then build our own, like, ditch to take it to another part of the 60 acres? And she said, yeah, all we care about is getting it to you, and what you do with it after that is up to you. So we could, I haven't been out there, but I'm sure that Dave could come up with some reasons to, even if it's sprinkling, if you put in a hedge or something, you know.
Chairman, I just Googled here. So it is always a question. It's how people measure water, but 1 acre feet equates to 325,851 gallons of water. It's a significant amount.
Yeah, and I may have said that incorrectly. It's 6.2 acres.
You probably have water rights to 6.2 acres, and then your water volume is determined every year by a board depending on how much water is in the reservoir.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily have a given water right to X amount of water. You just have a water right that's going to be available on that year, what the board of directors
determines. That's right.
I think that depends on the ditch company and what the water rules are. We belong to a ditch company where we have unlimited water. Our water right is a first position water right, so we're guaranteed unlimited acre feet of water for as long as we farm. So I think it varies by ditch company.
Well, and we'll get that figured out.
Okay.
I know more about it than I care to share.
And it will be. It's going to be paid through this year, and so our assessment wouldn't be till for the next year.
Mm-hmm. But it's a small price to pay for a really big asset.
True story. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Did Zach have any opportunity to look into the few that we talked about last week, or is there any update?
Which issue is that? I know he's been looking at it, but I don't know where he's at on it.
Okay. So we don't know whether he'll be able to report like on Thursday or the update or not.
I can certainly ask him.
But why don't you shoot me?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, was there any follow-up questions on the urban renewal?
That letter, Zach's working on that too.
Okay.
So if you could, let me know if we can plan on that for Thursday or not.
Okay.
Zach was wanting to be here for a while, and so that'll work really well.
Okay, all right. Very good. Very good.